listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns fans, there's only one site to get the latest Cleveland Browns news, photos, and videos straight from the source in Berea. That is us. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. Go now, ClevelandBrowns.com. He is Nathan Zagura. I'm Vic Carucci. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on a free agency frenzy Wednesday right here, and a snowy one at that. But keeping you warm and dry with all that is going on around the National Football League and the activities in Cleveland. And just to keep you up to date, nothing official from the Browns, but this is what we are dealing with in terms of how it's been reported, that the Browns are bringing in as free agents Carlos Dansby from Arizona, Dante Whitner from San Francisco, also Isaiah Trufant, a backup corner from the New York Jets, as far as people that they're bringing in. The other transaction that has taken place reportedly is an offer sheet presented to Cincinnati wide receiver Andrew Hawkins, the Bengals having 5 days to match that because they have the transition tag on him. 216-578-0850. And people want to join this party. Nathan, let's go to Jason Parma. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great, man.
Looking at what they're doing, I like it. I mean, it's not overpowering. To me, it's just kind of, you know, I think they're kind of limping along in a lot of ways. I looking at this team, I really think there's just a handful of pieces that they need, especially in the cornerback situation. To me, Hayden's just a coverage corner. He's not a true, powerful man-to-man corner. And I think if we had that on the other side of him, our defense, everything would be improved, whether it's the D lineman or the linebacker core. And I think that's really one of the major needs as far as our defense. And on the, really on the other side of the ball, it's just a running game. You know, to me, it's just a running game.
And you have the belief that Kyle Shanahan's going to produce a running game. That's why I don't think you spend a lot of money there. We've seen the deals for the running backs that have signed Toby Gerhart with the Jags, Donald Brown with the San Diego Chargers. About 3 years, $10.5 million seems to be the number there. So that's not significant money anymore at that position. Your point about the defensive backs, I actually think Joe Hayden, from watching every snap of his this season, last season, the year before that, on tape is at his best when he is a press man corner. Typically, he doesn't give up much. In fact, he hadn't given up a touchdown entering the 2013 season when he's made contact with a wide receiver in the first 5 yards. That changed this year. Jordy Nelson got him. Cecil Shorts got him. So a couple times he did give that up, but that's what he's good at. But I agree. I think you need another corner out there, and I also think you need that. There are some good guys out there, depending on how you structure it, between Dominic Rogers-Cromartie still out there. Walter Thurman III is still out there. Terrell Brown from the 49ers, who is a press man cover corner, he is still available. Antonio Cromartie, those guys. And then if you drop it down a level, guy like Nolan Carroll, who's 6'2", can play man coverage, that's where he's at his best, is a name to watch as well. But I think that addressing the cornerback position, even Brandon Brown, or bring him in on a one-year deal or two-year deal, something like that, makes sense to me. I think there are corners out there to be had, and I agree getting a number two corner for the Browns is a priority, either in free agency or in the draft.
Yeah, and I think what I would do, though, given what you just said, where those guys are, I don't think any of them are first-tier free agents. What I think they are guys that, and again, with a Cromartie being released beforehand, I think the idea is he's released for a reason. You got to be skeptical about some of those. They have names. I don't know that they still have the level of production. And I know what you're saying. It's the second corner, but you really want the second corner. You don't go through this Revis flirtation thinking second. You're really thinking of like almost two number ones, right? Or almost as close to equal quality as you can get. Probably not going to happen, but
economical.
Exactly. It's not economical. So my point is, let the market take its next tier move, even tertiary move, and that's all going to happen in a matter of days and probably into next week or the week thereafter when you start getting into what is known as the third level of free agency. And as money dries up and as, you know, everything basically moves in a downward direction, you're going to get bargains. And I think that will be very much what this Browns team does. We think of free agency as a 1 or 2 day affair because that's when the biggest signings are made, but we know it's not that at all. And you can still find some people in significant, you know, who can maybe help you in significant ways when you get into the second or third tier of free agency. Jake on a cell joins us now. Hello, Jake.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Jake?
This is Tony in Akron.
Oh,
hey, Tony.
Right.
What's up, Tony?
Oh, guys, I'm just sitting here listening to you guys. Hey, I got a corner out there that I think can really turn into a good corner, and that's Captain Munnerlein.
I like Captain Munnerlein as well, but to me, he's more of a slot corner than an outside guy. And I think ultimately when you look at constructing this team, Buster Skrine is going to be your nickel corner. Captain Munnerlein, I think, would come in and play pretty much the same position as Buster. I think you need a number two outside corner who can be big and physical. Now, one of the arguments is there aren't any big names out there. That doesn't matter to me. You can take a guy who wasn't a big name if you saw something in him and turn him into a big name, and I think that's really the way you succeed in free agency. It's not paying for a bunch of guys who are already big names because you're paying too much retail, in fact, at that point. Munnerlein last year was in the slot basically every snap, 4 and 6 snaps. He was in the slot a ton last year for Carolina. That's where he played the bulk of his coverage. So I see him fitting kind of the same role as a Buster Skrine. He can play on the outside. I'm not saying he can't, but he's 5'8", 186. He's not the big corner. I think you need another big corner on the other side of Hayden because we don't even have a big corner yet on this team.
No, I agree with you. And I think, again, if the Seahawks have shown us anything with regard to the importance of having physical DBs, and this is where the physicality of a Dante Whitner does make an impact. It's rerouting people. He does get handsy. He will play aggressively, sometimes too aggressively. As you've pointed out, Nathan, you don't want to see him have those penalties where add up on him, those 15-yarders or those 5-yarders, whatever they are. But you want some aggressiveness, and I think that's a temperament and an attitude that this defense wants to incorporate. Jake, I had mentioned on the cell, now we have him. Hello, Jake.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, brother. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to comment on the Carlos Dansby, an amazing player, so I don't think we're losing a whole lot with DeQuell Jackson being gone.
We're gaining.
Yeah, absolutely. Dante Whitner, so much better in coverage than what T.J. Ward was. Not saying that Ward wasn't good. Whitner's just better in coverage, and I think he's just every bit as hard a hitter. And as far as the corner goes, what would be the harm in getting Darrelle Revis for a two-year deal for Cleveland? Then we have the best secondary in the NFL.
Well, it's what price you're paying for that 2 years, Jake, because in the course of that is going to be the money that you're going to spend to keep Joe Hayden here on a long-term deal. And no matter what you say, when they're both on the team at the same time, there is a financial pecking order, and Revis should, in his own mind, now we'll see if it changes, I know he's going to seek the highest dollar. That's been his MO since day one. He wants to be that guy in terms of the way he's paid, and that's the difficulty in dealing with him. And I mentioned this on the show a while ago when Nathan and I first brought it up about Darrelle Revis and making a run at him. There's the dots that can be connected with Mike Pettine, and their time together with the Jets, but it's that financial issue that can't be ignored. And I'm not suggesting the Browns shouldn't spend to be better, but I think there's an erroneous assumption, quote, with all this cap room, just make the investment in Revis and deal with the consequences. But the consequences, as they apply to Joe Hayden, are pretty significant.
Are significant. And remember, you need to maintain. We've had GMs on here, Charlie Casserly, Mike Tannenbaum, even when we talked with Ray Farmer. You can't spend all of this money right now just because you have it. You have to be prudent. I think that that's what the Browns are doing. They've made their two big signings. I don't think anybody's going to get the money from the Browns unless something unusual happens or they feel that a can't-miss player becomes available that we've seen to Dansby and Whitner. Now it's about the time to get, you know, some solid guys in the probably anywhere from the 2 to 5-6 million a year range, maybe pick up a wide receiver at that price, which I think is absolutely doable with a guy like Emmanuel Sanders, pick up a corner in that price range and maybe a guard or a running back in there. And then you're set because you have to maintain some of this cap room and flexibility to re-sign Joe Hayden, who's probably going to be a $10 million a year man. When you look at where the salaries are going, you're going to want to re-sign Josh Gordon in 2 years, Jordan Cameron in 2 years, Jabal Sheard in 2 years. And we know that's important to Ray Farmer to keep that core together. And we saw that core get together with the new guys yesterday on that plane, which is a great shot tweeted out by Joe Hayden. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two, hopefully we'll have some surprises for you. If not, we're going to continue to get your thoughts, keep you up to date. Some big signings around the NFL coming in right now. Vic and I will discuss that when we return here on CBD. And you always got the illest kids. Boom, boom. 10, and she takes me out just for the black seat.